Yeah.
Oh, okay. No delay, right? Can you? Am my lips matching what you're hearing?
Yeah.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy. So don't record the video or no? Or yes, record the video.
You know, I don't care.
I wonder how that works. All right, screw it. I'm just gonna do it and then see what happens. And then if it don't go, it don't go. But you know, for the content.
I don't necessarily, I'll have to think about wanting you to post it on YouTube.
I mean, I don't have to. You know what? I'm gonna stop. How about I stop?
We'll see. Maybe the second podcast.
All right, I'm gonna stop recording. And I'm gonna put just that part on YouTube. But oh, basic white girl, welcome back. Look at that. Okay. So you want me to go ahead and just intro it and then we're gonna start?
Yeah, you're not gonna leave this part in the podcast, are you?
I'm 100% leaving the 1 minute and 17, 18, 19 seconds that we've been talking.
Okay. Why not? Okay.
It's organic. Our fans love organic. We used to always do that.
Okay.
What's our name of our podcast? Clubhouse Talk with Hannah and Dash. How do you feel about getting top billing before I go ahead and intro this?
How do I feel about what?
Getting top billing.
Top billing?
Yeah, it's Clubhouse Talk with Hannah and Dash, not Dash and Hannah. See what I did there?
Oh, I did. And honestly, when I saw that, I thought to myself, why did he do that? This is definitely not my podcast.
It is now. You're taking ownership.
But you'll always be the OG clubby, so I'm just here.
If we make a bunch of money off of this, it's going to be a 70-30 split.
No, I'll make it 50-50. Don't worry.
Okay. This is Clubhouse Talk. I'm here. Hannah's here. Reese is dead.
Shut up.
Reese is actually never coming back. Yeah, because he's competition now, because he's got his own podcast. So, to me, he's dead. Even though, you know what? Reese will probably be on an episode in, I don't know, 2 weeks' time. We could do a little
trio. We should just make it our mission to just compete with his podcast. Just his podcast. Nobody else's.
That's our new mission. We're competing. 100%. We're competing with The Greenhouse Effect, which has not put out an episode in a while. And I can tell you why. Because it wasn't good. It was terrible. Reese is not. I don't know. But people pay money. Not him. But they pay money to see him stand up with a microphone and tell silly little jokes.
Okay, you can't even trash that, because if I remember correctly, for all those that are new, welcome. But let me just say, if you want to go back to the Valentine's Day episode, if I do remember correctly, you said that you could outstand Kevin Hart in a comedy battle. So I don't think easily, you can talk any trash.
Easily, because I'm funnier than Kevin Hart. That's not a secret. Everybody knows it. I'm great like that. We got to finish the intro. Okay. I know this is a long intro. Shout out to do you have any AKAs? Like do you also known as something?
No.
I'm
basic.
You're basic. So you're Hannah, aka basic white girl, aka extra foam on my latte, aka hey Google, can you turn on the lights? AKA I just bought some marble, AKA Minnesota, like I don't know what any more AKAs. Did I miss any?
No, I think you summed it up pretty well.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm
You could be like AKA used to be D1 athlete, still wanna be, but can't. But that title could also apply to both of us.
Y- Yes, but no. Because I despise the NCAA, so I wouldn't want to be still. But I also got to experience like other aspects of like actually getting paid to do it. So that's a little different. That's a little different of like wanting to go back to something. So
I just did it for, you know, the pure misery it put me through. So
I mean, you could have went pro. You just chose like the smart route. You chose to move schools, leave me, and
oh, come on, you left like what, 6 months later?
I mean, I left shortly after you, but yeah.
Okay, finish the intro. Oh my gosh, we're getting sidetracked.
I mean, that was the intro. I don't know what you're saying, but...
Oh, okay. Can I... How about this? I think I've taken a lesson from you, and I want to try and do an intro, and then you rate my intro. And
Let me know how. Let's okay. see.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. What is up, you guys, and welcome back to Clubhouse Talk. I know we've been gone for a while, but we are back and better than ever. We talk about anything and everything. And now your hosts, you got Mrs. Basic White Girl, Hannah Macias, and Mr. Dark Chocolate himself, Durant Dash.
That was less Clubhouse Talk and more Clubhouse Daddy. I think that's what that was. I think our new podcast name is Clubhouse Daddy.
Oh gosh. I thought it was pretty high energy and
no, that was excellent. Like I could never that was way better than anything I could ever do.
Oh, I see that means a lot coming from you.
It just was like the way it started at first, I was like, "Oh, okay, call her Daddy. I see where she's going." And then which that doesn't seem like a podcast you would listen to, but it also seems like a podcast you'd be really into. Nah, no shot. Too much vulgar language for you. Unless marriage has changed you. Maybe marriage has changed you. Like you like cuss words now and stuff.
I like, oh yeah. That's what marriage does to you. It makes you cuss more.
Cuss more. You get like, the way I imagine marriage, the way I imagine like a relationship is like you cuss more and then you shower less and you get gray hairs.
So I got two of the three of those. The one that I didn't really catch on to is the shower less part. I'm not exactly sure how that fits into being in a long-term relationship.
It's more so of like, I don't have to shower now. Like, I'm good. Like, we're set. You know?
I see. Actually, I will say, not necessarily the shower aspect, but, like, I feel like once you are in a long-term relationship or married, you kind of just, like, all the stuff that you were so nervous about at the start of your relationship or, like, things that, like, you tried so hard to, like, play cool or keep a secret, just go out the window. Like, anything goes. Like, you just don't, you do not care anymore.
Hmm. I like that because, you know, it would be nice to not have to buy a new outfit every time that you're going to go see someone. You're like, oh, let's make this arrangement. And then you're like, damn, what am I going to wear? Because you know me, I don't necessarily have things on deck ready to go. I feel like I never have clothes until I need clothes.
I get that.
Like, I'm wearing something athletic, so it's like, I might show up in, like, some Lulu or something, but.
You're a Lulu boy now. It's just Lulu everything.
You have no idea how much you would
throw. You should be the basic white girl.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm pretty sure you own more Lulu than I do.
How much do you have, like, leggings?
Do you have leggings? Do you have leggings?
Let me guess. Do you have a pair of Aligns and you have a pair of Fast and Freeze?
Wow. The first one was correct. I have three pairs of Aligns.
Three pairs of Aligns. Okay.
And then I have one tank top.
An Align tank?
No, I have no idea. When it comes to brands and names, I don't even look at that. Like, if it fits me and it's nice, like, and it feels great, I'm going to get it. I won't even know the name of it, what style it is, which really sucks for me in the future, because when I want to buy it again, you know, I've kind of got into this forgetful thing where I do the same things with my passwords. I will forget every password I create and then just continuously just redo the password.
Oh, that's actually a good habit to have, because then your password always changes.
Until you get locked out of your account because you have no backup way to reset your password.
Oh, like my Yahoo account.
Yeah, like my Comcast account.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I to this day, ever since the Yahoo scandal, when everything got hacked, can't access my accounts. So maybe I've been offered jobs through my Yahoos, but who knows?
I mean, maybe. I guess they're just not meant to be, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But oh.
I saw. Are you kidding me? You just made me spit out all the water in my mouth. Ew.
I saw water, so I looked left, and at the corner of my eye, you had your water bottle, and you went up with it. Now, mind you, I thought it was a wine bottle. So, I was like,
I mean, I probably would do that too. So I know, I wouldn't put it past me.
But I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna skip the, or it was like looking at you like, oh, well, I have this in my glass. Like, that's why I was like, you put the glass down and then just picked up the bottle. I'm like, you know what?
That's when you know I've had a rough day. But no, it's a water bottle. And now all the water that was in my mouth is now on my floor. Because you made me just spew it everywhere. Thank you.
Yeah. Confirmed. Hannah is a spitter.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Here we go. We're back. This is the pod. This is a no-nonsense pod, as always, here on Clubhouse. I don't know. Is this exclusively on Spotify? It might be. I know that Spotify is an official partner of ours in a way. So good for them. Shout out Spotify for that. And pay us, advertisers, if you would like your advertisement placement here. And placement here. You can be a part of this show. The fastest rising show in all of podcasts. All right. With that being said, Hannah, why are you so upset with me for missing your wedding? And understand that I am more upset with me than you are upset with me.
You know, it's kind of hard to be mad at someone like when they're missing your wedding for work, which really work needs to be more important. But it's fine. It was, you know, I'm over it. I was maybe a little salty at first, but you know, I'm just a forgiving person. And
if you're a real friend, you would not plan a wedding in the middle of baseball season, as the rest of my friends do know.
Interesting. Let me think about this. So the 125 of my guests, you are my friend, but like, you know, I got to factor in, you know, family, other people.
They should be free. They should all be free in September.
Actually, fun fact, I really did want my wedding in September, but because
That was the original date.
It was, but yeah, because of COVID, everything, like everybody's weddings got pushed back. So to try and find a venue that was available in September was like crazy. And then the venue that I wanted had a last minute cancellation for one Saturday in August, and I was like, I can't pass this up. I gotta take it.
Counterpoint. All it took was one phone call to me, and the venue, not the venue you wanted, but we could have got either the Twin Stadium or the Saints Stadium, and I just could have made a phone call, and then September, we would have had the wedding in a area that would have supported the wedding.
Well,
and then you could have had 60,000 people instead of 125.
I don't even want 60,000 people. I barely wanted 125. I don't like people. I wanted a small wedding. I did not want. I feel like the more people, the more that can go wrong.
In what way? What does go wrong at a wedding?
I don't know. Like drama. People could go crazy. Get hammered. I don't know. Whatever you do at weddings.
I don't go to too many. I've been to.
Oh yeah, you don't go to too many. I was a little salty when I saw like a month later you had a freaking wedding.
But that was my point of like, yo, like if you would have just like a month, if it would have just been a month later. And I was telling Mac that. I was literally telling Mac that when I talked to her. I was like, yo, if it would have been like 3 weeks later, like 3 weeks, like it would have been perfect. But I was like, because it was like, and the only, and to be honest too, I would have been able to make it work even with work, but we were not in town. So making it work to where, like your wedding would have been on the day, it would have been on like the third day of a road trip. Mm-hmm. So trying to find like middle of a road trip. So like if it would have been like the day before a road trip or whatever, which that would have never happened because we leave in the weekdays. But because it was a Saturday, right?
Yes.
So because it was a Saturday, there was no way I was going to be able to find an airport sufficient enough to get me back and forth to where I needed to be.
That's okay. I forgive you.
So like that was the bigger issue.
Fair enough.
If it would have been a home game, it would have been easy. I just go up, just fly out of Salt Lake, Indianapolis. I'm back by the next morning. Okay. Miss one game for paternity leave, and then we're good.
All right. Well, it's all said and done. You know, you missed a good time, but you'll make it up somehow.
Oh, definitely. Which I was really close to, but
yeah. Whatever happened to that?
I think it was this job because I didn't know I was going to be working.
Oh, that's okay.
And then I got this job, so then work again prevented me from coming to Minnesota. But I'll be there soon.
I'll keep you to that.
I'll be there soon, maybe. I like that. I talk really good about Minnesota to others.
Good.
Until you leave, well, then I'm like, whatever.
Then when I leave, it's just there's nothing here.
There's nothing there except for a very half and half airport. What a weird experience that place is. One side
airport.
Yeah,
I feel like there's weirder airports out there.
Well, like the weird part about it is that like you have one side that's really nice and the other side that's just not nice at all. You're just like, what is going on over here? Like, that's so strange. But I don't know. Anyways.
Well, welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah, why don't you do some leading? What do you got?
This is the new duo. I mean, if you don't want to hear one of us talk, put your advice, like throw them in Duran's DMs, because I'm guessing everybody that's listening is going to be friends with Duran. So send them your way, his way, and, you know, we'll get some requests up in here that we can start talking about stuff.
You have no faith in your podcast. Friends?
I don't know if my friends will. I don't know if I even want to hear myself talk. So we'll find out.
Come on.
But this is the real podcast. We talk about, like I said, anything and everything. I'm pretty sure the last time we heard Duran talk, he was a bit of a heel, which we learned is a villain.
Your girl Becky is a heel right now.
Yeah, I kind of died out of the.
No, for sure you did, but
I used to be a WWE stan, and then I got, like, I think I watched too much of it all at once. And
yeah.
It was like information overload, and then I got distracted by the next new thing. You know.
You guys look more alike now. It's kind of weird though. Like she had a kid.
Well, I dyed my hair.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
like a little more red.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
Thanks. It makes me look really pale, but I was pale to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. I don't think there's nothing you could really do to prevent that.
No.
Do you Do you tan in the summer?
Yes, I tan in the summer. What do you think? I'm just a vampire and stay this white year round?
No, I mean like literally go outside on a tan and tan.
When I have the time to.
What could you explain to me tanning?
Oh, well, you see, I know it's a really hard concept to catch on to, but this is what you do. You go outside, grab a towel or a chair, and you lay there until you feel your skin burn off. Then you decide it's probably time for me to go inside. But by that point, it's already too late, and you have started blistering. That is tanning or burning, depending on what your definition of tanning is.
Okay. I asked to that point, why?
Because I like what it looked like with a little more color than the color that I have now, which matches snow. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't have that problem because you're dark year-round.
Yes. Yes. I don't have that problem. This is why I'm asking these questions. I don't want to be ignorant. To these things, but I'm just, you know, trying to put out there that yes, it is better to be brown, and it is, I think that's such an interesting concept of like, there is like, everybody talks about like, and not to say, I'm gonna try to put this in a weird bubble, everybody talks about the constructs of like racism in our country. Mm-hmm. And but then there's a thing like tanning. And then you're like, well, yeah, people who are not tan tan to get more tan. But then there are people who are tan who don't tan but are already tan. But the people who are tan are fighting with the people who are not tan, and then they tan. So why can't we all just be tan?
I was about to ask you how you're going to connect this to racism. And, you know, I think that statement just cleared it up for me.
No,
I think I totally understand where you're coming from now.
I think if I ran for president, that would be my slogan. Why can't we all be tan?
Actually, if you think about it, that could work. I mean, I mean, I see where you're coming from. It's kind of funny because my husband's Filipino. Mm-hmm. So he's like naturally dark skin, which I'm like, kind of sucks because I know when we have kids, I'm going to be the only white one in the family, because knowing my luck, both my kids are going to be, you know, dark skinned. So he always gives me a hard time. I'll like go out and tan, and he'll be like, why didn't you get darker? And I'll be like, well, you see, honey, there's some people that just can't get dark skin. And he doesn't understand that concept because he just tans so naturally. It kind of pisses me off.
You always had a brown soul.
What does that even mean? Please explain for the people what a brown soul means. For the white people, because I'm guessing the brown people know what a brown soul is.
I don't know if I want to get into it, but I think we know.
I don't, but I'll pretend like I do.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Next question on the same subject. Do tanning salons hire people who are already brown?
You know what? I think that's a great question you can ask Google.
I drive past tanning salons all the time, and I don't notice them because like they're no use to me. But then every now and then I'm like, oh, there's a tanning salon right there. And then I'm like looking inside and I'm like, I wonder if they hire any black people.
Well, why don't you go in and ask?
I think I should.
Yeah. Tell me how that goes. Next podcast, we can revisit the subject and we can see like what you found out.
I think I should. Well, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like there has to be. Like even Starbucks every now and then hires a straight male. Every now and then. You know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like there has to be.
That's actually a valid statement. I never even thought about that.
No, I've been peeping Starbucks because one of the funniest things to me is like when I was getting my master's degree, like one of the things that I studied was obviously like variations in business with psychology and like hiring and stuff like that was one of them. Mm-hmm. And actually I remember the last time I saw you, before I saw you, because remember you picked me up, I think, like, early that morning, kind of early, mm-hmm. from the mall or whatever it was. But before I saw you, I was in a Starbucks, coincidentally, and I was doing a assignment for that, for, like, hiring. Like, how do you go about hiring, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, it was always interesting to me to now look at other places and how they hire, or, like, looking at my previous jobs and how they mm-hmm. hire. So, like, obviously, I had a job at a water park, and for the most part, there was a few people in charge of hiring. There was one particular manager we had who was hiring girls that he liked, or liked the way they look, or whatever they were, which there's a whole another story that goes along with that stuff later down the line. But then, like Hollister obviously has like a, like, they go by the way certain people look and stuff like that.
I worked at Hollister too,
so I'm not...
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you were, like, dissing Hollister people. I was like, hey.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's when you find those things out. Yeah, like, you find those things out. Starbucks, obviously, like I said, like, it's very rare that, like, you'll see a straight male at Starbucks. It's just out there, and you guys can kill me for it, but... That's everybody knows that. Like, that's pretty obvious if you just go to Starbucks.
So, side note, are you a Starbucks stan? Like, do you like Starbucks? Are you, like...
I'm not against it, but I'm not... It depends on where I'm at. If it's my option, if Starbucks is the option, and I don't have... Like, for example, a lot of places I go to, I just go to local... So, like, living in Charlotte, and I live downtown, I could just go to the local coffee shops, mm-hmm. but during the pandemic, they were closed, the local mm-hmm. coffee shops. So the only thing that I had, we had a Starbucks machine downstairs that was free. So you can just go downstairs, get like the three basic coffees, like Pike's Place, whatever. But there was also, a Starbucks across the street. So that was like the only option. Now, once the other places open back up, then I started going back to those more local places because I just like that vibe better.
Yeah. You're a vibe. You're a viber. You go with the vibes. Good vibes.
I went to a coffee shop in Nebraska that didn't even have really good coffee, but the vibe was insane.
I think I hate that when you go somewhere and you're like, these are super cool vibes. I would totally come here again. But then like the food or the drinks suck and you're just like, ugh, this sucks.
I know. But
yeah. First world pops. Vibe.
But yeah.
So what about the pandemic? What are your thoughts on the pandemic? How did it change? Like, how do you feel about it? Like, what's going through your mind? I feel like everybody has such different opinions.
You first.
No, you first.
I mean, it was not a good experience for me personally.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the other stuff that goes on with it, I'm like, whatever with it. I don't really like subscribe to all the more political things of like people getting into it. For me, it was more so just like, one, I want people in our country specifically to remember that this was a terrible thing for everybody around the world. So it's not more subject to us. I think that a lot of people miss that because they'll get into the political side of it and the climate of like what's going on politically and forget that, hey, this whole thing has nothing to do with just us. One of my good friends, she's from Italy, and like, you know, I think people forget what happened in Italy when the pandemic first started and how bad it was there and how she couldn't get home to see her family. And she was so concerned mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. And it was like, you know, kind of the same for me, where it's like I, you know, didn't want to be around my family just because I didn't know anything about whatever. I didn't want to like pass anything on. But, you know, once I moved to Charlotte, it was like it took me a minute just because, you know, you move out there with the anticipation that the people you had met in college were kind of going to be your people while you were there. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the case for me. There was a lot of you know, people saying certain, like saying all the right things, but then when it's actually time to maybe hang out or maybe like invite me out somewhere or whatever, never happened. So
talk to talk, but not doing the walk.
Talk to talk, but not doing the walk. So I spent the pandemic, the majority of the pandemic, like the last 10 months of before 2021, like for 10 straight months, I basically spent just alone.
That's hard.
So then it was just like, it was, you just had to find ways, you know, like have my partner, figured it out, you know, take myself to brunch on the weekends and blah, 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 stuff like that. Especially since I stopped working completely and I didn't make a dime for whatever it was, 7 months. So,
yeah.
Other than like whatever, but you know, so what That's about hard. What about you?
I don't know. I feel like since people see me as a nurse, they're automatically like, oh, you know, this must be hard for you. You're going through a pandemic or whatever, or like you have to deal with all these COVID patients. And I feel like some of the things, I don't know, I just hate politics. Don't get me wrong. I know people are going to come at me and be like, well, politics are like the foundation of our country and you have to whatever. I'm not disagreeing that. Like, I'm disregarding that. Like, I know politics are important in like our society and stuff like that. What I hate about politics is I feel like it never goes well. I feel like when you bring politics into it, everyone's like either always fighting about it or it always creates issues. So that's why I kind of hate talking about politics. Mm-hmm. But like COVID in general, it was kind of, I mean, it's hard. Like I work in the ICU now. So like, I see like how bad COVID can get. I've seen people die from COVID. Like it's a real thing and it's real in our country. But I don't know, man, it's just such a hard topic to like take a side on, in my opinion. Cause like, I think it's funny. One thing I do think is funny that I feel like a lot of people don't know is everybody is making a big deal about the vaccine being mandated. Like, everybody is like complaining, well, not everyone, but a lot of people are like complaining that the vaccine is going to get mandated. My full opinion is if you're fully like informed in the decision you're making, then I think it should be the decision that you're like, that you make, like whether it is to get it or not to get it. But I think it's funny because nurses have been mandated to get vaccines far before the COVID vaccine. Oh, so, yeah. Like, when everybody was, like, freaking out that their work was, like, mandating this vaccine, I was just like, dude, I've had to get, like, the flu shot's been mandated for I don't know how long.
Oh, I'll do you one better. You remember going to Winthrop, and you remember having to turn in all your immunization records, and if they were outdated, you had to get new ones? Did that happen to you?
Oh, yeah, it happened to me at Winthrop. It happened to me in nursing school. Like, you couldn't do your clinicals unless. So I just think it's very interesting to me that it's now like, now that it's becoming more of like a societal thing that people like, which I don't necessarily think it should be, but I'm just saying it's just an interesting concept. But
people are an interesting concept.
Very true.
It's been a very interesting social experiment, at least for me, because like, and like last thing on that, but like everything that you just said, and then mix that with like, okay, especially like when I was down south, and it was like people were like, the joke around the country is like, oh, Atlanta never closed, blah blah blah, and like Charlotte in a sense too, where it was like people were still like just going out, going to do whatever. I remember at one point like some of the breweries like volunteered to close for like the winter season because they were like, it's gonna be high crowds, so, and it's gonna be cold. So they were like, we're just going to close so that you guys don't even have the opportunity to come.
Yeah.
But for the ones that didn't close, then it was just like, oh, we got all these people in here. Yeah. Like, shoulder. And I was just like, but, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. And then, like you said, like, I've known people who have lost people who have gotten it or who have, you know, there's a bunch that goes into it. And, you know, I just, you know how it is. You kind of. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
Scissors.
Oh, okay. See, every time I look up and I'm like not looking, and I look up and then I see you about to either drown a bottle of wine or cut your hair. I was like, oh, what just happened there? So
anyway, on to a more happier topic, and let's get into some funny. I feel like people aren't going to want to listen to us talk about depressing stuff. So
no.
Let's give the people more, I don't know. I'm not that funny, but like, let's give the people more exciting and lighthearted things.
I feel like you always say that, and you don't give yourself enough credit for your comedic skills.
We'll see. We'll see what the people think. I mean, if we get viewers and they think I'm funny, then like, great. But I'm not having.
Oh, other than the 300 that we got for the last
one. Oh my gosh! When you told me that, I was
300 plus.
I know. Oh man, that's kind of embarrassing because I was telling you earlier, like, I don't think I knew what a podcast was because it was painful to listen to me talk. So for those 300 plus viewers that listen to that podcast all the way through, I'm sorry. And I hope the future ones are better to you.
We're just setting up to be on everybody's warped for 2022 or whatever.
That'd be cool.
Do you have Spotify? Are you going to post your warped?
Probably not because I don't even know how to do that.
I saw there's some, we should talk about it. There's some of you that should not post your warped. If your top artist is, like Yellow Wolf. Who? Or like, all right, we're moving on. What happy subject did you have in mind, Miss Hannah?
Miss White Girl. I don't know. Miss White Girl. Miss what?
Miss what?
What'd you just say?
No, I said Miss White Girl because your first name is Basic and your last name is White Girl. So I was calling you, oh, sorry, Mrs. White Girl now at this point. Because what's the marriage life like? Like, tell me, walk me through how everything has been since you've been married from the moment you got married.
Honestly, not much has changed. It's a lot of work changing your last name. So I think that's the biggest pain in the butt. I'm going to be serious. I don't feel like marriage has really changed anything.
Yeah, I feel like that because you guys were, I mean, yeah, I could see that from you guys. You guys were
already. I don't know. I feel like once, like, you're lit, like, we live, like, living together and, like, you see each other every single day. I will say, like, I understand why people say, like, take time to go on, like, date nights and stuff like that, because you can get so caught up in life and just, like, going through the motions that it kind of, you know, it just gets so, like, kind of boring. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just get so used to, like, going through the motions and stuff, it doesn't feel like you should always be dating each other, if that makes any sense. Best way I can describe it.
Do you guys have, like, because of your jobs, like, substantial time away from each other? Like, do you think that's good?
I wouldn't say substantial. Like, I see him every single day. Mm-hmm. So, good thing I like him, or that would be annoying. But no. I mean, with our jobs, it is, like, when I'm working night shift and he's working, you know, the normal 9-to-5 job, I only see him, like, an hour a day. But that's okay. Sometimes you need a break. Sometimes you just need that space to, like, realize, you know, this is the person that I still want to spend my life with.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was saying of, like, I wonder if, because especially the pandemic thing, and it was, like, you saw so many, like, obviously you guys are on a different end of that, but on the other end of that, I saw so many divorces or breakups and stuff like that, like, through the pandemic, and I was just, like, that's got to be, to me, that would be weird because I don't think that for me, something like that would just randomly get annoying because of the circumstance.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, being around people all this, but even then, like me and Reese have lived together and.
Oh, you mean the Reese Green that we're competing against? Don't listen to Greenhouse.
Don't listen to Greenhouse Effect at all. On YouTube. Live. But listen to the episode that I was on if you guys want to do that, because I was on an episode. Anyways, it's titled by my name, I believe. Greenhouse Effect with my name, Dash Davis.
Stop promoting the competition.
Oh, no, I'm telling him not to listen to it unless it's my episode. Then you can listen to it. Listen to my episode. Anyways, but it was like, okay, like that's one of those situations where I never had any beef with, and granted, that was a roommate and not a significant other, so that's different. But like, you know how it is. Like, you live with people for a while, and then like, mm-hmm. there's things that are obviously going to bother you, whatever it is. But like, we never had that. But I also think it was because like, randomly he would go and take a trip. Randomly, I would go take a trip. Mm-hmm. We'd be gone for like a few days or whatever. And so like, for me, it was like the pandemic. Like, if you have a significant other with someone, and maybe you're both working, maybe nobody's working, maybe everybody's working from home, and
you're just, I would like, go crazy. I would say like, the people working from home, like with 24/7, don't under. At first, I was jealous. I was like, all right, this sucks. Like, I have to go into work. You people just get to sit at home and work from home. But mm-hmm. after time went by, I was like, yo, I'm kind of glad that I can actually go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Granted, did you really want to go somewhere in Minneapolis during those days? Absolutely not. But you hear, it's okay. We made it through, and it was an experience.
But you guys were also still like relatively fresh at that point, like compared to, you know, maybe people that have been together for 5 to 6 years or stuff like that, yeah. or you know, all, or people who were already married. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So that was for, you know, because well, let me think. I last saw you.
It was my senior night. Yeah.
No, because after your senior night, we went and watched wrestling.
Oh, I didn't know that was after.
Yeah, that was after, because remember, I came to your senior night, 2019, basically the day after I moved to Nebraska. Later that year, in that December, is when we went to go to the show. Then I saw you again, the next, 2020, and it might have been...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
February, we went to Chili's.
yep. I remember that. Yeah, Chili's, your favorite restaurant. You know what's funny about that?
What?
Is in the podcast that we did with the Valentine's Day episode, mm-hmm. you literally talked about Chili's being your favorite restaurant.
I don't know what, like, and granted, like, to be fair, there are others that are like if I had to pick between, like, I'll just say, like, Chili's is up there. Like, it's, I have this.
Why Chili's? Like, there's so many better chain restaurants, like Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, but I'm not considering them in the same class.
What?
It's kind of like how I wouldn't put In-N-Out Burger and Shake Shack in the same class. Like, I think Shake Shack is higher. I think Shake Shack's in a higher class of.
So what would you put in the category of Shake Shack?
In the category of Shake Shack, just more like Wahlburgers or something like that.
What in the world is Wahlburgers?
It's the Wahlberg family's burger place.
Never heard of it.
You have one in Mall of America.
Okay, well, the mall's too big. There's only a select places that go.
Because don't people from your place always go to?
From my place, you act like I'm from another country. I'm literally just up in the Midwest. Don't worry.
Don't you guys all go to Mall of America like every day? Isn't that you guys' favorite?
No.
That's how people treat us with the Strip. That's exactly how people treat us here in Vegas.
I knew that. There are people that do go to Mall of America regularly. I just think it's too big. I think we had this exact same conversation too. It's too big, and there's just too many people. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know what? How old are you?
27.
No shot. I thought you were older.
No.
You're 27?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then never mind. But I'm going to continue with what I was saying. I don't know why I thought you were older. But it's funny because, like, I feel like the older I get, the
the more crabby I get. And not only that, but like, okay, and I can't even talk because I'm not even old. I'm 24. Like, it's funny because people would tell you when you grow up, things you like doing when you were younger, like, you know, going out and like doing this and doing that. They're like, when you grow up, it's going to become like overrated and you don't really want to go do that. And your hangovers are going to get worse. I knew that day would come, but I didn't think that day would come when I was 24. And now I'm at the point where I can go out, which I don't even want to do when people make me do. I can get drunk off of what? 2 vodka sodas. And then the next morning, wake up like I got hit by a bus. Like, I thought this day was supposed to come when I was 30, not 24.
Oh, no. No. But it has probably a lot to do with, like, also not being in college. Like, it's underrated how much energy we used to, like, use on a just everyday basis while in college compared to even, like, just working, like, because yeah. Not only are you doing all your, not only are you going to class, but you're going home and you're doing stuff for class. You're also going to practice. You're also playing games. You're traveling. Like, you're doing all these things. And then when all that stops and you stop burning as many calories as you used to, and then so you're going to the gym a little bit more, but not as, it's, you know, and then you're working. But then when you're working, you might not be, like, you know, working becomes kind of automatic depending on the situation, whatever it is. So then when you do things, one, you're just more tired. It's like weird.
I'm tired all the time.
You're just like more tired when you're working opposed to like doing a sport. Cause the adrenaline's not, you're not getting that adrenaline pump. You know what I'm saying?
It's like so funny because like, I think back to college and I was like, I was a tank. Like what? I practice like, there would be days like you'd practice from whatever time to whatever time, go hang out with your friends until like 1 a.m, come back, wake up at 6 a.m. to go to lifting. And now I can like barely get up at 9 o'clock and barely stay up until 10. And then I see like 20. What blows my mind is like when I see, like my husband has some friends and he's like older than me. And he has some friends that are like 26, 27 that are just like, act like they're 18 still or act like they're 21 still. And it blows my mind. I was like, how, first of all, why do you want to do this? And second of all, how, like, how are you still doing this?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think my phone's listening to me. I just got a notification saying you're warped. You're wrapped. Is it wrapped or warped?
Your, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your Wrapped, your 2021 Wrapped just landed from Spotify.
Oh, tell me what your top is.
I don't have one because I haven't listened to Spotify all year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I use Apple Music.
Ew. Actually,
well, mostly because like I can just bundle my Apple stuff. So like Spotify's what, $9.99 a month? And then Apple Music is also $9.99 a month. But so, okay, so I made the switch to Apple Music. I actually used Spotify when we were younger. And then I made the switch to Apple Music like second semester when I was at Winthrop because Spotify wasn't getting albums that I wanted on time. So like J. Cole, Kanye, and Drake all released albums that year. And none of them came out on Spotify for like a month.
Wait, can you repeat all the rappers you just said real quick?
Yes, J. Cole, Kanye, and Drake.
Okay.
And they were all coming out with albums that year that we were at Winthrop or whatever. And they didn't like Spotify because of like some deal that they all did with Apple or whatever, was just not getting those right away. So like the day the album would drop, I wouldn't have it. So then I'm like, all right, screw this. I'm going over to Apple Music, which like wouldn't apply now because, but then again, it was like, I built my music library so big that I couldn't make the switch back to Spotify.
I get that.
So I still have Spotify to support.
You know, like the downside of not remembering my passwords. Wait, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. I I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Oh, there we go. What happened? What did you do? What happened?
I did not touch a single thing. What? I literally sat here and kept saying, you'll probably hear 30 seconds of me saying hello 50 times.
Oh, did you not hear me at all?
Nope. So just skip past that part of the podcast.
No, we'll skip past that. I do want to talk about one more thing before we play our little game.
Oh, okay.
And this is might be one of those old people things you were talking about. First of all, before I say that, I really started to enjoy to go to Publix. Like during the pandemic, I went to Publix every single day. If I just had to like buy like an Arizona iced tea or something, like I just
Isn't Publix like a Walgreens?
No, it's like a. Let's see, you guys have Hy-Vee? You guys have Hy-Vee?
Yeah.
It's like a nice Hy-Vee.
Like
a nicer Hy-Vee. But yeah, no, I would just like, I'd walk in and I'd walk around and I'd just see people. And the funniest thing that happened there one time. So during the pandemic, I grew up my hair and my facial hair. I didn't touch it. I didn't touch anything. I was looking rough, like very, like unnoticeable, I thought. And I'm pretty sure I had a hat on at the time too. And I'm walking down the ice cream aisle. For obvious reasons. And you remember Pike?
Yes, I remember Pike.
His ex-girlfriend like notices me.
Oh, weird.
And I haven't seen her since I left. Not once have I seen her. Or really even talked to her. And She noticed me, mask on, facial hair out. Like, I'm like, how do people, isn't that such a crazy phenomenon?
I feel like I would recognize you too.
But you.
Well, okay. I get what you're saying. Okay, continue.
But anyways, one of my biggest pet peeves has become, like, one of my biggest, like, when I go to the grocery store now, I try to, like, if I'm getting a cart, I want to make sure I get a good cart. Like I can't stand the carts that don't either roll straight or they are hard to put. Like I hate when you're going and they just slide left or right, or they'll just randomly like lock up on you. I need a good smooth cart. Publix always gave me a good smooth cart. Now that I'm home, I don't always get that.
I wish I could relate to this, but I'm the person that will try and carry everything in my arms and then regret that I didn't get a cart.
I see.
Because I go into, like, let's say Target. I go into Target thinking I'm only going to get one or two things, and then I leave with, like, 30. And I don't want to go all the way back to the front to get a cart because that's just kind of embarrassing.
I almost said, Hannah, are you grocery shopping at Target? But then I remember you live in Minnesota, so
I do.
That's acceptable.
Hey, our targets are nice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because of where you live, going to Target and Best Buy is acceptable.
My favorite part is that like right across the street, I have a Total Wine and a Trader Joe's. So it's like you just hop on. It's like a fun little trip.
You lucky dog.
I know.
I go to Trader Joe's before every shift just to get one of the little smoothies.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I got to give you a hard time about this one real quick. So let me just get this straight. You go to Trader Joe's to grab one of your little smoothies. Mm-hmm. And then you show up to your Lulu job in your Lulu apparel. Maybe stop by a Starbucks on the way. Who knows? Please explain to me, without knowing who this is about, who you would guess this is about.
I'm going to amend that a little bit. I don't stop at Starbucks because we have free coffee in the break room.
Oh, wow. You're living the high life.
With oat milk creamer.
Wow. I think that's worse than Starbucks.
Oat milk cookie flavored. oat milk creamer.
You keep digging your hole.
Yeah, nah, I see where you're going with this now. Now that I say it out loud. Listen, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with working at Lululemon.
Hey, there is nothing wrong. Honestly, if I could work at Lulu, I probably would.
Yeah, if you didn't already have a good job that you work.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Lulu would be more fun. Maybe I should quit my job and start working at Lulu and get 50% off.
Well, if you were full-time, I think you'd get 60, maybe.
Oh, shut up. Really? Well, because don't you have to wear a Lulu if you work at Lulu?
Not exactly, no.
Because when I worked at Hollister, they, like, encouraged you and kind of, like, wanted you to wear Hollister.
Yeah, like, they encourage you to, but, like, there's days where I'll wear, like, maybe some... So, like, I'll always wear something, so I might wear, like, some pants from Lulu, but then I'll wear, like, one of my H&M shirts or something like that. That's just new.
H&M.
Or like, I'll wear, like, a Minnesota Twins hat or something. Are you doing yoga?
That's classy.
Are you doing yoga right now?
No, my back hurts.
Well, probably you're sitting on the floor.
Yep. Yes, I am.
What am I selling?
Oh, no, we have to explain the game first.
Why don't you explain the game?
Okay, so the game is, so Jerron likes to promote things that aren't paying him because we don't have any paid sponsors.
That's
so
not true. Begging Shrimps is still our number one sponsor.
That's exactly the example I was going to. So he'll promote Bacon Strips and kind of do like a promo sponsorship. And he'll do it on the fly. And I always thought it was – he has very creative mind and can like just do things on the fly. And I suck at that. So I thought it would be fun to play a game and do like a promo off where we each pick topics for each other that like I'll say, hey, we're Duran. Like, do a sponsorship for White Castle. And then he'll have, like, we'll count down from five. And he'll then have to do a sponsorship on the fly. No prep. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm currently drawing a blank and have nothing in my mind. So, it should be fun.
I would like you to sew.
Oh, crap. I'm going first.
Well, because you said you draw a blank and I have what I'm... So
okay, fine, go. I didn't want to go first because you're gonna upstage me.
Oh, do you want me to give you a couple minutes? Why don't you think of something and I'll do an ad read. And today's ad read is
okay.
For begging strips, begging.
No,
strips.
Shut up.
Your dog will love them, and your dog will learn to be obedient and obey. You can buy them at the pet store and at the regular store. You can buy them at a store, or a bodega. Yeah, let your dog try one and your dog will think it's real bacon and you can try one and you'll think it's relatively close to real bacon, maybe more like turkey bacon in texture. But if you put it in the microwave for about 10 seconds and it heats up a little bit, then you've got a real, or now that we're in 2021, you can take begging strips and put them in the air fryer.
Okay, I'm ready.
And if you put begging strips in the air fryer, then you'll get that real sensation of bacon.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys are doing a promo. Four. This is so easy, but whatever. Margarita glass.
A margarita glass?
Yeah. Five, four, three, two, one.
Hey, it's your boy, you know what I'm saying, here selling them margarita glasses. If you want to have a good night and, you know, chill out, maybe even go out, but you want to chill out because you want to do it at home, but you want to impress your guest, all right? Maybe you guys are watching a fight. Maybe you guys are not watching a fight. Maybe you're watching The Bachelor, and you know how it goes down watching The Bachelor, all right? What you want to do is you want to go to Target. You want to get a margarita glass. And let me tell you what you're going to put in that margarita glass. Eggnog. And when you put eggnog in the margarita glass, you are going to be the talk of the town. Everybody's going to love your eggnog in a margarita glass. Nobody's ever had eggnog in a margarita glass. People put it in a wine glass because it's got some brandy in it. People put it in a Red Solo cup. because college, but you, my friend, could put eggnog in a margarita glass and show the class that never has been shown before. I'm talking about Ariana Grande would do this, and she has the most followers on Instagram than anybody. So go to the store right now, get yourself a margarita glass, fill it up with some eggnog, and let the Grinch steal some presents this holiday season.
So, I mean, not bad. Did I think you were trying to sell me eggnog or do a sponsorship for eggnog for a little bit? Yeah. But, like, on the fly? And, like, why eggnog out of all things that you can put in a margarita glass?
Because nobody's ever thought of that.
Oh, I mean, you got a good point. Maybe I'll try that tonight.
What?
I said maybe I'll try that tonight.
Yeah. No, nobody's ever thought of that, so...
You're a thinker. Hey, any margarita glass companies want to sponsor us? We can tell the viewers to put random objects in it. Random drinks.
That's right. Put a puree of sweet potatoes in.
Oh, gross. A margarita. Okay.
Or fill it up with salsa. And then now you have a salsa.
Oh, that's actually kind of clever.
Fill it up with salsa when you have a party and then get some Tostitos. And
yeah.
Fill it up.
You could do like a 7-layer dip in a margarita glass. Oh, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to throw a freaking fiesta and then I'm going to do that.
Wait, are you really? Because I'll come.
Done. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
All right. What's my topic?
You're going to sell me sweet potato pie.
Are you sure? Okay.
I would have done pumpkin pie, but that would have been two up your alley.
Okay. Count down.
Oh, sorry. 5, 2, 1, go.
Now let me set the scenario for you. You got invited to your famous family Thanksgiving, and of course, you're put in charge of dessert. Now, you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to bring just an ordinary dessert. Everybody brings pumpkin pie, apple pie, maybe a little bit of ice cream, but you wanted to be unique this year. Let me tell you what you need to get. Can you please take that picture off? Okay, sorry, we're also video chatting, and his picture, side note, his picture for his like little icon is just an old picture of him cheesing like a geek, and he just threw it up in the middle of this speech. Anyway,
I was trying to turn off my camera.
Back to our sponsorship that I am leading into. So you want to be unique this year, so you decide, what should I do? Well, people, I have the answer to here for you. It is the easiest thing you could bring: sweet potato pie. Now, before you say anything, I know what you're thinking. But Hannah, sweet potato pie is too boring. No, it is not. And let me explain why. There are so many ways that you can spice up your sweet potato pie. Throw some marshmallows on there, maybe a little bit of cinnamon. And let me promise you that it will be the hit of the party. So go out now to your local Hy-Vee, Target, Walmart. I don't know, anywhere you can get sweet potatoes, maybe you want to make your own. And go bring sweet potato pie to your next family Thanksgiving party.
I wanna start by saying that you're way better at that than you were putting on. you were way better at that.
Thank
than
you.
You were putting
on. That was on. All on the fly too. I didn't.
No, see, you got it. Two.
It kind of ruined it for me, though.
Well, yeah, because now you set the bar.
Because you were laughing too hard. You messed me up in my thing.
So I was laughing so hard. The reason I started laughing was like the first thing you were saying. One of the first things you said was, "You're going to your family's famous Thanksgiving." It's like, what makes your family so famous? I don't know. Or anybody's family so famous, I guess. I don't know.
The Kardashians?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the first family I thought of too. But then you got all the way around to put some marshmallows on it, and let me tell you, Hannah. And please, I'm saying this right now to the Black community. Give her a pass. She doesn't know what she saith.
Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, when they're, you can't, when it comes to the Black audience, you can't say, I'm going to put marshmallows on sweet potato pie.
Why?
Or sweet potatoes in general.
That's a thing. Can I set the record straight that I do not do that, but I know that people do that.
No. You're right. So I like I said, I'm telling everybody to give you a pass because you are talking to your people.
Yeah. And I'm from the whitest state in the world. So
yeah, and we know that. And they love putting marshmallows on anything, really.
Yes.
But if it's on a sweet potato pie specifically, like it can be on sweet potatoes, whatever. Y'all do y'all thing. Putting it on a sweet potato pie because we know y'all don't make that. We know it's pumpkin pie. We know that we make that. That's where I lost it, because that's why I started laughing so hard. Because I was like, oh, they're going to kill her. They are going to kill her on Twitter for this. Like, you're going to be
all over Twitter. No, everyone's going to hate me.
No, not hate you. They're just going to laugh at you. And it's going to be all over Twitter. You're going to be like a meme. You're going to be on TikTok.
I'm going to be on TikTok.
That's our way of going viral, is you saying putting marshmallow on sweet potato pie.
Well, I didn't even know. Okay, yeah. Cut me slack, because I didn't even know sweet potato pie. Like, I'm not even going to finish my statement because I'm just going to sound stupid.
I'm going to bring a sweet potato pie to your party.
Okay. My fiesta.
Your fiesta. Yeah, sorry.
So you're going to bring a sweet potato pie to a fiesta.
Mexicans love sweet potatoes.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't know this was a well-known thing.
You don't live as close to Mexico as I do.
Oh, you got a good point. I live closer to Canada.
Yeah, and they love
hockey.
Oh, no, yeah.
Fish.
Maple syrup, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, so they got the maple syrup. We got the sweet potatoes down here in the South.
And I'll bring them tequila.
I'm in the real South.
Mm-mm.
Not the South that needs to be. Not that South, but I'm in the real South. You know what I'm saying? The South where you can go
vacation. Like when you're having a conversation with someone and you're trying to like tell them where you are and you say, I'm in the real South, I bet you $100 they're going to think that you're in like Alabama.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. But it's the same way of people in South Carolina thinking that USC is not in California.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
All right.
Which begs the question.
What
is USC, South Carolina, or is it California?
No, there is no what. There's no question. Not at all.
What's your answer?
It's Southern California. USC is the University of Southern California. The University of South Carolina is just SC. It's just SC.
Okay.
Or it's S Carolina, however you say it, or it's South Carolina if you want to say the full name. There's no discussion that needs to be had about that. Everybody knows. Listen. USC has been in the news lately. And when I say USC, I mean Southern Cal, because they just got a new coach, or they're looking for a new coach, whatever they're doing. But, yeah, no question. They got a new coach. No question that USC is referred nationally and worldwide as Southern California.
Thank you for that insight.
Did you have another opinion on that?
No.
I will immediately shut you down on that.
Okay. See, that's not very inviting.
I'm sorry. I mean, I did invite you to this podcast, though, you know, because that, you know, you got an invite to the home. Anyways, that was a bad joke. Don't listen to Greenhouse Effect. anything else, Hannah? Anything?
I don't think so. I think that's it. You know what's funny is that, just side note before we end this, if Reese does hear this podcast, like if he listens to this, I think that'd be really funny.
Oh, he's gonna, you know, hopefully it inspires him to be better.
Side note, do you guys still talk?
Yeah, he'll be here in 2 weeks.
Oh, so like, okay, cool. So, you know, I mean, good thing you guys are like still friends. So just because we're saying, hey, you suck, don't listen to Greenhouse Effect, it's cool because you guys are friends.
Oh, no. Like when I was saying I'm literally on an episode, I'm like actually on an episode.
Well, I know you are.
Okay.
But our podcast is better.
No, yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Why aren't you coming in 2 weeks?
You know.
He makes time for me.
Oh, wow. You didn't come to my wedding.
I came like 3 times prior to that. Dang it. The wedding. That's going to get me forever.
All right, clubbies. I'm guessing we're going to have to end it soon because I don't think you want to hear us talk much longer than an hour.
They don't have a choice. We're at 70 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So, much longer than 70 minutes.
We will be back when, Hannah?
I don't know. And you know, who knows? Maybe we'll make it bi-weekly thing, weekly thing. I mean, it honestly depends on you guys. Like, give us the views and we'll give you the content.
Give us the views and we'll give you the content. Starting with me going to tanning salons, asking if they hire blacks.
Well, yeah. If you want to figure out if that's true or not, come back next episode.
Send in your questions at DashWCYC on any social media platform. Did you want to share yours or no? Are you good?
I don't know mine. I will tell you in the next one. Because I don't know it off the top of my head.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Peace.